You can scream and shout with all your might.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. And unfortunately, they did. But that does not change the fact that you are wrong, I am right, and you can kiss my ass. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, and I am the Great One himself. I'm back. I finally stopped playing Battlezone long enough to come back and launch the cruise missile of my intellect. So I will win and destroy the morons who dare to disagree with my opinions. And if there are any survivors running from the wreckage, Randy will take the machine gun and mow them down. God, I'd love it. Carnage. Carnage everywhere. Alright, so I am back to pick up where I left off like a week ago, because I have been playing entirely too much Star Wars Battlezone 2. It's like cocaine. See, now, we can't legalize drugs because everybody might go out and get addicted to them, but there's no problem with legalizing video games, which then suck your life away and destroy it. I think I'd almost rather have cocaine than video games. Yeah, that was a big spike there. Okay, we were talking about... That was another big spike. We were talking about... What were we talking about, Randy? Alright, I have to go through the spiel real quick. This is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society. We are located on the internet at 204eastsouth.com/CLS. You can email us here at god@204eastsouth.com. That is God, as in dog spelled backwards. I am the Great One, and in the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. And yeah. Now, we were talking about how Democrats need voter guides because they're too stupid to know who to vote for. Apparently I can't talk today. I was in the middle of going over this voter's guide, the one that says you decide, you vote, and then has this extremely, extremely biased wording. And you know, this is part of the thing. It's the guide is written very biased language, is what I'm trying to say. It's obvious the people who wrote this guide had an agenda, which was to get the Democrat elected. I mean, you could write a voter's guide that was somewhat, well, I was about to use the word honest. I don't know if we can use honest when we're talking about politicians. You could write a voter's guide that's somewhat unbiased and puts things in a more neutral way. You know, for example, on this guide I've got, it says up here that Barack Hussein Obama supported an increase in the minimum wage, blah, 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 and supports a future increase, blah, blah, blah. Now, on the McCain side, that was a nice spike, yes. Maybe this will be better. Let's try that. All right. On the McCain side. Hey, that was less of a spike. I know, people get tired of hearing me talk about the ins and outs of recording. On the McCain side of this voter's guide, this is what it says. It says, McCain has voted against increases to the minimum wage several times. He voted against increases to the minimum wage. Now see, there is a preloaded idea behind that statement that they want you to get. They could have said, McCain voted against price controls on labor, because that's what minimum wage is. They could have said, McCain voted for the freedom of business owners to determine how much they're going to pay their employees. You know, because those are both true statements. But of course, they're written from the perspective of the people who have low-paying jobs. And of course, those are the people the Democrats are trying to get to vote for them, because those are the people the Democrats have to appeal to. The poor, the stupid, the young, the old, the minorities, you know, essentially everybody who doesn't work for a living and who actually pays income taxes. Now, let me pick up where I had left off, because I was going on about the college. Obama's going to give everybody a $4,000 college tuition tax credit. It does not mention on this guide, which was distributed to college students, that you have to do 100 hours of community service to get that $4,000 college credit. It just says Obama proposes a $4,000 college tuition tax credit. They very conveniently left off the voter's guide, which is being distributed to young, naive college students, that they would have to work in order to get that $4,000. Civil rights and equality. Here's the next section. For Barack Hussein Obama, this is what it says. Obama has been a consistent supporter of reproductive choice and will make preserving women's rights under Roe v. Wade a priority as president. Obama supports repealing the Defense of Marriage Act, the law banning federal recognition of gay marriage, and supports the rights of same-sex couples to form civil unions. Notice it does not say he supports same-sex couples getting married. Because, of course, in California, the same-sex marriage thing was shot down. Ostensibly, this is what I hear. I have not confirmed this, but this is what I hear, that it was in a large part minorities voting against this. That would be the Hispanics and the blacks. And of course, Obama, from everything I've heard, and again, I have not personally interviewed every person with black skin on the planet Earth or anything like that, but from what I have heard, the black population is typically set up as being opposed to gay marriage. By that, what I mean is when you see the polls, there's always some large percentage of black people are opposed to gay marriage. Like I say, I have not interviewed them all. I don't know how true this is. But I think that's part of why Black Obama is afraid to come all the way out in support of gay marriage. Because a lot of black people are amazingly religious. And anyway, that's kind of another topic. Religion itself is another topic. But so I think he's kind of clinging to that and keeping a hold of that, and he doesn't want to go too far. Or at least he didn't want to go too far. We'll see what happens now that he's been elected. Of course, he is already running for a second term. He's got to keep that in mind. Now, over on the John McShane side, it says that McCain believes Roe v. Wade, the court decision upholding a woman's right to choose, should be overturned. Again, listen to the wording, that the court decision upholding a woman's right to choose should be overturned. It doesn't say, of course, that John McShane believes that, being as the word abortion is not mentioned in the Constitution, the legality of abortion should be left up to state legislatures and court systems, which, of course, is exactly where it should be. Now, of course, I also agree that abortion should not be made illegal, because we know that making things illegal doesn't work. Because if making things illegal actually prevented them from happening, we wouldn't have rape, murder, arson, child molesting, speeding, jaywalking, smoking marijuana, bootlegging DVDs, carjacking, bootlegging computer software. You know, I mean, we wouldn't have any of these things. So obviously, making things illegal does not do anything to prevent those things from happening. And this is a lesson that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have come anywhere close to learning, nor do I expect they'll come anywhere close to learning it. And in fact, the only group of people who has learned this, who knows this and would practice this, is, of course, the libertarians, which is why none of you vote libertarian, because it's you all, of course, want the government to stay out of your life. You just don't want the government to stay out of everybody else's life. Also says about McShane,
that McCain voted for the Defense of Marriage Act and is against the rights of same-sex couples to form civil unions. Note they stuck with the term civil unions because they didn't want to say that McCain was against gay marriage, because they were not able to say that Black Obama is in support of gay marriage. And then in the final category on this particular voter's guide, we have energy and environment. It says that McSame supports building 45 new nuclear power plants by 2030 with the goal of eventually constructing 100 plants. The government shouldn't be worried about building nuclear power plants. They should leave that up to private industry to build those. I don't actually understand why this is even slightly relevant. Over on the Black Obama side, it says that Obama has a plan to invest $150 billion over 10 years in clean energy. And where is Black Obama going to get that $150 billion? Let me tell you, he's not going to get it from taxing the rich. He's going to get it from us. And of course, Obama proposes reducing carbon emissions that cause global warming by 80% by 2050 by using a market-based cap-and-trade system. Bullshit. Pure bullshit. On numerous levels. First of all, carbon emissions that cause global warming. As you all know, there's a huge, huge load of bullshit out there called global warming. I've talked about what a failure that is in the realm of logic and science, and I will talk about it more. And blah, blah, blah. You can read the paper on the website. However, he is going to reduce carbon emissions by 80% by 2050. The only way you're going to reduce carbon emissions by 80% is if you flipping shut down the economy. And of course, they claim this is not what they're intending to do, but I'm telling you, your only way you're going to accomplish that is to shut down the economy. That is utter, absolute nonsense. Now, so I'm done with that one. That was fun. Now this, I'm in the public library and I'm going through the new book section, and I stumbled upon this. Michael Moore, Mike's Election Guide, 2008. I said this already in an early one. Michael Moore wrote a book, or at least put his name on a book. I can't say that he wrote it. Michael Moore released a book, and it's an election guide for 2008. If you're stupid, you actually paid, wait, what's the price? $13.99 for this. People actually paid $14 for a book that is obsolete. Why would anybody buy a book that will become obsolete? So Michael Moore's his usual self. He starts off with having some people ask questions that he answers in his usual fat ass, stupid, you know, attempt. These brilliant questions like, I'm doing my best to support the troops, but I just can't make up my mind. Should I buy a magnetic yellow ribbon for the back of my car, or should I simply fly a big American flag on the back of my Dodge Ram? Then we have this one, which presidential candidate do I want to have a beer with? What else do we got here? Everyone knows Ohio sucks. Why is everyone saying it will once again get to decide who the next president is? I heard John McCain once flew into a rage. Do you know what set him off? Did he ever calm down? Why did the Vietnamese shoot down John McCain and put him in a prison for 5 years? He seems like such a nice guy. So, you know, and then there's some supposedly witty responses here from Michael Moore. And they're cute. Then in the back, we've got Mike's election guide, and he tells you who you're supposed to vote for in all the state elections, like by name and by state, and of course they're all Democrats. That's a shock. And of course we have the, where is it? This is, what does he call this? Us. The Articles of Impeachment for George W. Bush, because, you know, George Bush perpetrated the war in Iraq. Really, no shit. There's a war in Iraq. While I'm thinking about the war of Iraq, let me point out for all of those of you who think that Black Obama, King Hussein, is a peacenik, allow me to remind you that the entire time there was a war in Iraq, Hussein Obama could have stood up in the Senate at any point and pointed out that it is unconstitutional for the President of the United States to declare war, and Senator Hussein Obama could have utilized that to attempt to get the troops out of Iraq. But of course, he did not do any such thing. Why? Because the Democrats do not want to restrict the power of the president to send troops to war. They just want to make sure that Republican presidents don't send any troops off to war. When Bill Clinton sent people off into foreign countries to shoot people, you never heard a word about it. And when Black Obama sends people to foreign countries in the next 4 years to kill people, you're not going to hear anything about it. When he sends more troops to Afghanistan, there will be 100% support from the liberal media. When he sends troops into Pakistan, there will be 100% support from the liberal media. Now, while I am talking about the fact that Black Obama is not a peacenik, let me read this to you. Now, this is not, let me remind you, the book that I am reading from, this is not a book by Ann Coulter. This is not a book by, who else is a right-wing person? I could say William F. Buckley, but he's dead. This is not a book by George Bush or Dick Cheney or Halliburton or the young college Republicans. This is a book by Michael Moore, the big fat cocksucking piece of shit who claims that he was unable to get an interview with Roger for his movie Roger and Me, when in fact he actually was able to talk with and interview Roger three times prior to the filming of that movie. So the entire premise of the movie was that Michael Moore could not get an interview with Roger. Thus, Roger and Me, blah, blah, blah. In fact, he had three interviews with Roger. Now, this is the darling of the left. This is Fahrenheit 9/11. This is your hero. This is the big, fat, Twinkie-eating, cock-sucking, white, rich, fat piece of shit that hates himself, hates America. This is your hero. If you're a fucking Democrat, I want you to listen. This is what he's saying. He's got a chapter here about how to elect John McCain is the title of the chapter. Item number 3. Keep writing speeches for Obama like the one in front of the American-Israeli lobbying group the day after the final primaries. Here's what he said. He being Hussein Obama. Quote, "The danger from Iran is grave, it is real, and my goal will be to eliminate this threat." Unquote. And, quote, "Let there be no doubt, I will always keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our security and our ally Israel. Sometimes there are no alternatives to confrontation." Unquote. Wow. Folks, this guy is not a peacenik. "The danger from Iran is grave, it is real, and my goal will be to eliminate this threat. I will always keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our security and now it's one thing to say I'm going to keep military action on the table to defend our security. That's what the United States military is there for. We've talked about this before, why the Department of Homeland Security is a fucking joke and obviously exists for no reason other than to separate the people of this country from their freedom. We already have a Department of Homeland Security. It's called the military. The purpose of the military is to secure the homeland from foreign attack. That's what they're for. It's one thing to say that you're going to keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our security, but we're going to keep the threat of military action on the table to defend our ally Israel. More ass-kissing of the Jews." And now, go ahead, let me pause a moment so you can call me anti-Semitic. Are you done? Okay, good. You know, I have nothing in the world against. And here's the problem. I have nothing, I really don't. I have nothing. The only thing I have against the Jews, It's the fact that they think they're the only people in the history of Earth who have ever died. They've taken the word Holocaust, they capitalized the H, and they've taken ownership of the world, and anytime you disagree with a Jew, they call you a Nazi and they remind you of the Holocaust. Okay? They act like nobody else in history has ever died except for them. Not true. Get over it, guy. Get the fuck over it. Move on. I understand why they use that, because like I say, anytime they start to lose an argument, they call you anti-Semitic and they bring up the Holocaust. And because people are scared of the Jews, they back down. That's what they use to get their way. Where was I going with this? I had a point. What was I doing? Oh, so anyway, that's the only thing I have against the Jews. That's it. The thing is, though, I don't have anything for them either. I see no reason why the United States of America should kiss Israel's ass. Israel is one more country out of the 100-and-some-odd countries on the planet Earth. Why we should constantly butt-kiss them, why we should tie ourselves to their security, why we should make bizarre commitments like this is beyond me. Yeah, Israel is perfectly capable of defending itself. I mean, they've done pretty well so far, and it's not our place as the United States to go around defending other countries. Anyhow, back to Michael Moore's book. Hold on, I gotta look. You know, are there any more? How to Elect John McCain? Oh, and then here's the other great one. Now this is beautiful. This is a perfect example of how the big, fat, stupid, Twinkie-eating Michael Moore needs to get his ego under control. How to Elect John McCain. This is number 6, the final part in the How to Elect John McCain chapter. Number 6 is Denounce Me, with an exclamation mark. The candidate Obama at some point might be asked this question. Michael Moore is a supporter of yours and has endorsed you, but in his new book, Mike's Election Guide, he says the following. Blah, blah, blah. Will you still accept his endorsement, or do you denounce him? And he better denounce me, or they will tear him to shreds. He had better back away, not only from me, but from anyone and everyone who veers a bit too far to the left of where his advisors have told him is the sweet spot for all those red state voters. I cannot read. I won't care, and I won't take it personally. After all, I'm not the guy who married him or baptized his kids. I'm just the idiot who went to the same terrorist Muslim school of flag pin desecrators he went to. So, Barrack, by denouncing me, you can help McCain get elected. Because when you denounce me, oh, here's the good part. This is the good part. It's not really me you're distancing yourself from. It's the millions upon millions of people who I agree with and who feel the same way about things as I do. And many of them are the kind of crazy voters who have no problem voting for a nader just to prove a point. Elections have been lost by just 537 votes. I don't want that to happen to you. Here is Michael Moore, a big, fat, Twinkie-eating, rich, white man from a piece-of-shit state like Michigan, who lies in all of his movies. Here is Michael Moore threatening Barack Hussein Obama, telling him that if you denounce me, the millions upon millions of people who agree with me, Michael Moore, the millions upon millions of people who mindlessly do what I, Michael Moore, tell them to do, who mindlessly believe what I, Michael Moore, tell them to believe, who mindlessly come to the movies made by me, Michael Moore, and blindly accept everything is in my movie, in spite of the liberal, not in the political sense, but liberal in the descriptive sense, in spite of the liberal editing that I do. Those millions upon millions of people may turn away from you, and you may lose the election. So, Barack Obama, you'd better not denounce me. You know what, Michael Moore? Barack Hussein Obama could have climbed up on top of you while you were laying on the ground and shit right in your face, and it would not have impacted this election one bit. In fact, had Barack Hussein Obama shit in Michael Moore's face, I would have voted for him. Had that happened, in spite of all my differences with him, had he had the balls to shit in Michael Moore's face, he would get my vote. Anybody who would shit in Michael Moore's face would get my vote. How are we on time? All right. 10 presidential decrees for his first 10 days. Now, after Obama has won the election, by not denouncing Michael Moore, of course. This is what Michael Moore thinks that Mr. Obama. Here are 10 good ideas you can announce once you are inaugurated, one for each of your first 10 days in office. You know, I'm sure that Obama is glad that big, fat, white, stupid-ass Michael Moore is setting his agenda for him. Because I'm sure Obama has no ability to figure out what he wants to do on his own. It's a good thing we got white boys, fat white boys, to tell us what to do. Number one, bring back the draft. See, we're supposed to bring back the draft because we're going to draft all the rich people's children. And then the rich people, because their children are now going to war, are going to cancel the war. Because it's the rich people, of course, who started the war in Iraq. It had nothing to do with Congress not pointing out that it is unconstitutional for the president to declare war and ordering the troops removed from that country. That had nothing whatsoever to do with the war in Iraq. The war in Iraq was entirely perpetrated by the rich. And once we send their children off to war, they're going to stop. Our current military has 1,372,905 enlistees. And guess what? There are 1,305,675 wealthy offspring of draft age in the U.S. So we would have virtually the same sized armed forces using just rich kids. Has anybody pointed out to Michael Moore in his fits of hatred for the rich that he is rich? Number two is great. Anyone who tries to make a profit from health care will be arrested. You know what? I'm going to save this. I'm going to save this one and come back because we all know how much I love talking about healthcare. And that will take way, way too long for this edition of STO. Number three on Fat Ass Michael Moore's list of the 10 things President Hussein Obama should do in his first 10 days is ban high fructose corn syrup. See, high fructose corn syrup is a super sweet and very cheap sugar extracted from corn without any of the corn fiber taste or nutrients. Now, as much as this pains me to say it, once in a while, even a fat ass like Michael Moore is right. He opens a chapter, he says, one way to help us live a bit longer would be to ban the most evil substance known to man, high fructose corn syrup. You know what? He is right. He is right. High fructose corn syrup is not even fit for human consumption. It is nasty. It is disgusting. It is terrible. You should read the ingredients of the food you're eating, and you should avoid high fructose corn syrup at all cost. Now, of course, as a typical liberal, while Michael Moore is right about the identity of the problem, high fructose corn syrup, he is, of course, wrong about the solution. The solution is not to ban high fructose corn syrup. The solution is to stop preventing the United States from importing real sugar from other countries where it can be grown, manufactured, processed. They don't manufacture sugar, I know. Processed much cheaper than it can in the United States. We have tariffs on sugar from other countries because we have to protect American farmers and all this other bullshit. Well, if you stop interfering in the free market, people can get real sugar at a much cheaper price than they can get artificial, nasty, chemical sugar. And then people who manufacture food might put real sugar in their food instead of high fructose corn syrup. So he has correctly identified the problem, to his credit. He is, however, completely incapable of correctly identifying the solution. Because like all liberals, the solution is always more government. Number four, the American people will no longer pay more taxes than the French do. You know, who gives a fuck about the French? Let's just nuke the French and be done with the French. A French couple with two children pays an average income tax of 22%. In the USA, the average American couple with two kids pays 19%, less than the French. But here's the rub. What French taxes cover and what ours cover are two very different things. Here's what the French family income, here's what a French family's income tax gets them. Free health care. We'll talk about the concept of free. Free or virtually free child care. Free tuition at every university. 4 months minimum of maternity leave with full pay. Mandatory 30 days vacation each year at full pay. Unlimited sick days at full pay for all citizens. Holy horseshit, Batman. Can you imagine giving American employees, as worthless as they are, unlimited sick days at full pay? Nobody would come to work. I mean, I work for the government right now. We have people who are out of sick days, out of vacation. They don't show up. You have to dock their paychecks, and they still don't show up. I'm fucking right. We will come back and address this list and finish out this chapter in the next edition, because this is just too fucking sweet. And how many of you people out there think Michael Moore is a goddamn genius, and you watch his movies and you read his books and you actually think this guy knows something? This is frightening shit. The fact that you people were allowed to vote in the last election is bad enough. On the back of this book, the back cover of this book, is a picture of a bunch of sheep. I'm pretty sure that's him making fun of you, the people who buy his material, people who believe what he says. Not only should anybody who believes what Michael Moore says not be allowed to vote, quite honestly, people should not be allowed to live. By that, I mean, don't misunderstand me. I don't mean that metaphorically. I mean, you should not be allowed to live. People that stupid should be weeded out by natural selection. You folks would have been eaten by saber-toothed cats a long time ago. The fact that you are alive is only because we live in a liberal democracy. That's right, it's not a democracy, it's a representative republic. We'll be back.